Greetings and salutations. Your slightly annoying host, Stephen Julian from Business Radio X, here at the Gwinnett Chamber Global Chamber Mixer at the Gas South District Convention Center. I am pleased, nay thrilled, to welcome to the table Jacques Laron. He is with the Georgia Haitian American Chamber of Commerce. Jacques, welcome to the table.
Well, thank you. And in a Haitian vernacular, I will say to you, sac passé.
I'll take it.
And you're supposed to respond, Napoule. Okay, sac passé.
Napoule.
Thank you.
I like it. I learned something already. The Georgia Haitian American Chamber of Commerce. Talk a little bit about the organization. It is for the whole state of Georgia. And talk specifically about the Haitian population in Georgia and just kind of what you guys do to serve that population.
Absolutely. So the Georgia Haitian American Chamber of Commerce was established back in June of 2011. And we've been, like any other organizations, we went through the process of learning what do we really do and how to do it well. And I think we're in that cycle, we're really growing. So most recently, actually last month, we were having a members meeting, and we discovered just before that we had close to 200 members, businesses, and we count the businesses, not individuals.
Yeah.
And so that shows that we're really growing and thriving and developing. So our mission is basically to equip our members with the skills, the connections, and the resources that they need to establish a strong foundation for their businesses, And a big key to what we do is that by doing that, our members and their businesses and both the community and the Haitian and Haiti thrive, okay?
And one of the, we're at the Gwinnett Chamber event, and this is an event that brings together all different kinds of chambers of different backgrounds. What does an event like this mean to the Georgia Haitian Chamber of Commerce, and how do you guys try to work together with Georgia and other chambers and other organizations and people of different backgrounds coming together? What are some of the ways that the Georgia Haitian Chamber tries to help its members and those businesses communicate with other businesses?
Well, this means a lot for the Haitian community, because for one thing, our primary language is different. So sometimes it's easy to stay in your little shell.
Yeah.
But as we get out there and get connected with different communities, it helps us to see not only where we can expand our businesses, but where we can do partnerships and where we can become part of the larger fabric of the Georgia community.
Absolutely.
So this is really exciting for us to be welcome into the Gwinnett Chamber family.
Haiti is a country that many people hear in the news, and my experience is usually when there's a hurricane, right? You guys are right in Hurricane Alley.
Mm-hmm.
But tell us a little bit about the Haitian culture, something about the culture, about the work ethic, about the businesses that are being started and being run that I don't yet know and that I need to be aware of.
Well, thank you for that question. That's a great question, because here's what you don't hear. Haiti didn't just show up in Georgia. All you have to do is go to Savannah in the town center, you will see there's a monument where they have what's called the Chasseur Volontaire, which is French for the voluntary freedmen that were there. Okay, about 500 of us, we are part of the fabric of the American history. When the revolutionaries were cornered by the British in Savannah back in 1779, I believe, and almost lost, those 500 freedmen came from the other side, forced the British to back up. And if you know your history, Benjamin Franklin was in France because France was at war with England.
Yeah.
And it was enough time for the French boats to force the British not be able to bring reinforcement. And we know the rest.
Yeah.
America got its independence. So with that said, we've been here
from
the beginning, and even talking beyond the Louisiana Purchase, we got our independence in 1804.
Yeah.
When that happened, the Louisiana Purchase was not the state of Louisiana; it was 14 territories. If you break down the full territory, all of Middle America. So there's no Go West young man without us winning our revolution, because that's when Napoleon said, "Okay, I'm not interested in America anymore." Gifted the Louisiana territory to America for $15,000. you know, and then now it allowed America to go west to California, Oregon. So for us, we're part of the fabric of this country.
So there's a huge past, and a past that more people need to know more about, for sure.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little about the future. So the growth of the Georgia Haitian American Chamber of Commerce. By the way, you are not just part of the board of that. You are a business owner yourself.
Absolutely.
Talk about the Haitian business owner, and I know that's very hard to say, 200 different businesses. Sum it up in three sentences. That's almost impossible, but what do people need to know about the Haitian business community, especially here in Georgia?
So the first thing you need to know is that Haitians are entrepreneurial in spirit. If you go to Haiti, everybody, you know, more or less have their little things going on. And part of the reason is, unlike America, where you have Social Security, you have certain other things, you're pretty much a lot of times on your own. So we've learned how to adapt and adapt quickly under circumstances. Like you mentioned about the hurricane. And as a small country, we've suffered quite a bit of setbacks. Mm. And that's probably what you hear a lot on the news. But what you don't hear is that you come to Haiti, you knock on my door, you're a friend, and you could be a total stranger.
Yeah.
But you get treated like family and friend. So you're going to find a lot of the friendliness, a lot of the entrepreneurial spirit, a lot of the go-getter spirit, and the work ethics is very strong in our community. So that's what you're going to find. And when you deal with our businesses, we look to give you the utmost experience.
Yeah.
So that you come out feeling like, oh man, I'm glad I work with you guys, because you guys gave me the work, that the result I needed.
The Haiti hustle is not a side hustle.
It's not a side hustle.
It's all
it's
about
a full
hustle.
I like it. You know?
So for those businesses listening that want to do some business with Haitian businesses here and Haitian members here in the state of Georgia, how do they get in touch with the Georgia Haitian American Chamber of Commerce?
Absolutely. So real easy. You can go to our website. That's the easiest, quickest way, and we're very responsive. So if you go to gahcci.org, which is GAHCCI.org, which is our acronym, you can go there, or you can email to contact@gahcci.org, and you'll be able to reach us. And you can go to our website. You see a lot of our businesses on there. You can reach out to them directly. And every month we have a Commerce Works. And this month, actually right now, currently as we're speaking, there's an organization called the National Alliance for the Advancement of Haitian Professionals. This is their 10th event, and this is the first time they're in Atlanta. They're downtown at Portland right now doing workshops, and then we're going to switch to the Atlanta City Hall mezzanine for networking, and that's going to be for the weekend. And then in a couple of weeks, we're going to have our regular Commerce Works, and then for December, we're going to have the Haitian celebration, the year-end celebration. Woohoo! 2024 is over. Let's jump to 2025.
It. Listen, he's hustling at the table, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm telling you.
Jacques Laurent, he is the Vice President and Treasurer of the Georgia Haitian American Chamber of Commerce. He is also a business owner, but you got to reach out to him and reach out through the chamber. I love it. It's not Gucci, it's Gachi. Mm-hmm. GAHCCI. Jacques, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. And I'm going to steal that. It's not Gucci, it's Gachi.
Absolutely. It's not a side hustle. It's Haitian hustle.
Thank you so much.